The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the
Kohen. We're at Lapad. Lapad is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. Just to remember, till now in the Perek we're really discussing a Braita. The Braita began all the way on Daf Lamed Tet Amud Bet. Actually, even before that. It's a Tarur Banan. We had a Braita on Lamed Tet Amud Rishon. This was in the Par He'alem Davar Shel Sibur Pasuk. So in that Pasuk over there, it's Chet HaKahal. They're donating every single word of that Pasuk to come and teach me something. It says, Ve'asa lapar, kasher asa lapar hatat. Ken ya'ase lo, v'chiper alem, akum nesla' alem. It's all Pasuk. So the Gemara was donating every word. So the Gemara is going to continue on these Dirashot. Lapar, it says Lapar, it says Va'asa Lapar. What is Lapar coming to tell me? Ze Pare Alem Davar Shesibur. Okay, that's obvious. The Pasuk was talking about Pare Alem Davar Shesibur. But the word Lapar is coming to refer to that Par. The Gemara says Habesibur Gufekitiv. So what do you mean? We know it's a Par. In the Perashah that talks about Par Alem Davar Shesibur, we know it's a par. Why do you have to repeat it again? It's redundant. We know already in the par alem davar shel sibur perashah that the korban is a par. So you tell me, la par, the par alem davar shel sibur. We know that already. Amar papa, mishum debaei agmure, par alem davar shel sibur, liyoteret ushte kelayot, lesiyelei avodat kochavim. Upar alem davar shel sibur begufe, lo ketiv, bekesha ate. It's tarik lapar lemeve kiman nichtiv begufe velo leve davar lamed bekesh ozer lamed bekesh. Okay, story. You know why I need lapar? Because I need lapar to make a kesh, to come and tell me that just like that par he'alem davar shel sibur, that you bring the yoteret min hakaved, that's the piece of meat over there, the fat over there, and the kilayot is the kidneys. You bring them on the Mizbeach. So to the Sa'id of Avodah Zarah, you also bring it on the Mizbeach, those parts. Now, mind you, it doesn't say explicitly by Pari Alem Davar Shel Sibur that you bring those parts in the Mizbeach. We have another Hekesh. Pari Alem Davar Shel Sibur to the Par of the Kohen, which is another one. Par Kohen Mashiach, which you bring it on. Oh, so then since you have a Gezerah Shavah, Par, then we make a Hekesh from Par to Sa'ir. Only problem is you can't do that. Because we learned already many times that Davar Alamed Behekesh, meaning Par, in Chozeru Melamed Behekesh, you cannot learn Sa'ir now to the Par. Because already that itself was learned by Hekesh. Also, therefore the Torah writes an extra word, Lapar, by Par Alam Davar Shel Sibur. So from the extra word, it's considered as if it's written in it. It's as if it's written in the Par Alem Davar Shel Sibur Parashah that you have to take the Yoteret min HaKaved and the Shtei Kelayot. And then I learned it from Par Kohen, but from the extra word, the Par, it's as if it says it in the Pasuk explicitly. So that makes it direct, and therefore I can learn Sa'ir Avodah Zarah without having to say it's Davar Alem Davar Shel Sibur. You're right, it's Davar Alem Davar Shel Sibur, but by saying the extra word, the Par, it's as if it's written explicitly in the Pasuk itself. And now I can learn Hekesh to Sa'ir Avodah Zarah. So basically the point is to say that which parts go up on the Mizbeah. Okay, read Rashi, Ben. Amar Rapapa.
Amar Rapapa. Hai Lapar, the Muki, Rav Yishmael,
That's the pasuk. That's the word that we can use for the kesh. Which we don't know what that is. It's called halbo. What does that mean?
To
say it twice. The word lapar is written twice by parim the Rashi. Why?
וכתיב כאשר עשה לפר זה פר כהן משיח
וחזר
וכפל ועשה לפר זה פר אלם לכפול
To say the word par twice
ללמוד ממנו יותרת להווה היי הקשה
שני means well the par we know twice it says so why does it teach me par and then so somebody need another par for to teach me the kish but by the fact it says it twice as if it's written by it במקום כתיבה בגופו דלא נהווה
דבר הלמד בהקש חוזר מלמד בהקשה
לקיים עלן
לקמן באיזה מקומן
ואין
למד בקדשים
למד בהקשה מן הלמד בהקש אוקיי שרצי יצא very good אוקיי כמה זה כמלה כתיב סעד יקבט את רפפה what we just said we're going to bring a bright to support רפפה it says in the פסוק ועשה כאשר עשה this is written by פארי הלם דבר של סיבור מהתמוד אומר what is the פסוק coming to me לפאר so it says לפי שנאמר והם הביאו את קורבנה משל השם it's talking about the people that worship עבודה זרה that's when you see if עבודה זרה says and they will bring their קורבן להשם it says חטאתם לפני השם על שגגתם they bring the חטאת for the שגגה that they did חטאתם אלו שעידי עבודת כוכבים שגגתם זה פרי עליהם דבר של סיבור so the פסוק connects חטאתם את שגגתם it connects the סעיל לעבודה זרה תרפר עליהם דבר של סיבור חטאתם על שגגתם אמרה תורה חטאתם הרי לך כשגגתם that the חטאת is like the שגגה which means just like by the parim de vashu sibur we bring the yoteret merakabel and the shtei kelayot so to by the seer of avodah zarah we're going to bring the shtei kelayot and the yoteret merakabel shigatam beecha lamata but when it's on shigatam but when it's on parim de vashu sibur that was from hekesh from what? From kohen mashiach oh so chimra sa vichid avar lamed mehekesh usam lamed mehekesh that's a double hekesh tamud omah lapar that's why the Torah comes in as the word apar to teach me zeh par lamed mehekesh sibur the par zeh kohen mashiach which means the Torah wrote again by par lamed mehekesh sibur the word apar to come and teach me that and if I can make a hekesh to par kohen mashiach but it's an extra word that's written by par kohen mashiach la lapar comes to me as if it's explicitly written by there and therefore I can learn directly to Avodah Zarah. So basically you see the same concept that a papa is actually supported in a braita. Amar Mor, you just told me Hatatam Elu Se'ili Avodat Kukhavim. So you told me in the Pasuk that it says Hatatam, that's referring to Se'ili Avodat Kukhavim. Okay, Shigigatam, the Pasuk Shigigatam was about Pare Alem Davar She'el Sibur. That's how you learned a Hekesh from those two words. Because you told me that we have a juxtaposition between Shigigatam and Hatatam. So, Ma Shigigatam, Yotirim Rekabed Ve'eshtekeleyot. Af Hatatam, Yotirim Rekabed Ve'eshtekeleyot. Because it's a typical Mikra Kama. Which means, you could have learned it from the earlier Pasuk. The Amar Mor, Hatat, Elu Sa'ire Avodat Kochavim. Which means we said above, there's a Pasuk that says a Hatat. In the Pasuk of Parim Devash Shibur, it says the word Hatat. And in that Pasuk, we said Hatat is referring to Sira Abu Dazara. So in the same Pasuk of Parim Devash Shibur, you have the word Hatat. We have to search in another Pasuk, Shigatam and Hatatam. In the Pasuk of Parim Devash Shibur, already we said the word Hatat in that Pasuk is referring to Sira Abu Dazara. And in the same Pasuk, Parim Devash Shibur. So make the case from that Pasuk. Why do you gotta go over there to Shigatam and Hatatam? Learn it from the Pasuk itself. You need two places. Says maybe I would have said that what? The only thing I'm going to make a kesh from Sayyidina Avodah Zarah to Parim Devash Shibur is the Gabi Hazaot. Meaning the sprinklings over there, and let's say bringing the Hedev. Because in the Parim Devash Shibur it clearly says sprinkling. to sprinkle the blood, and it cleans the Yatamid Hayalim. It doesn't say anything about kidneys and Yutim and Akamid. So I would have thought, from if it only had that Hekesh, Shepan and the Vazah Sibur Pasuk, I would have only what's written explicitly there. Hazaot and Hayalim. Aval, Yotir Shtekel, the Loketim and the Gufay, Emalo. But these things are not written explicitly, I might not have made the Hekesh. Kamash, let's have the second Hekesh to come along and say that even things that are written explicitly in the Pan and the Vazah, that we need to learn it from somewhere else, it's learned to the side of Avodah Zarah as well. Okay, we learned to the Braita above. Okay, we got to go back now. So we said the Pat. Okay, we're going back to a Pasuk. Basically, the Braita quoted a whole Pasuk. If every word in the Pasuk, it came and taught me a different Qurban. So the Pasuk of Paran in the Bashar Sibur, it says the word Lepar also. So the word from the word Lepar, or Lapar, originally we wanted to say that it's talking about part of Yom Kippur. So that's what Rambam Bar Yitzchak wanted to say. And what was coming to tell me? That there's a kish between the part of the Nevashe Sibur to the part of Yom Kippur. And
what, the second part of Pasuk we're talking about?
Yes. And what do we want to make? We want to make a kish. That Kippur's part and the part of the Nevashe part is the same. That what? That is coming to teach me that all the matanot of Kippur are me'akev. Just like all the matanot of Parim Rosh Hashibur. You need to put all the bloods, all me'akev, so too, it's me'akev. That's what we thought to say. Rav Papa rejected that. If you remember, Rav Papa learned to teach me, no, that you need a cause to receive a certain shi'ud of blood, and you need to dip it in a certain shi'ud. He just wasn't teaching me on the kapara side of it. It was teaching me that you need a cause to receive the blood, just like Parim Rosh Hashibur. You need, what was the other we said? Et bedam. What do we say? Et bedam. That you need the shi'ud in the kos of blood.
No wiping.
No wiping on the side. Right? You have to dip it inside. So that's the
Rabbi.
And that's me.
Full mi'ikara.
Full from before. From the beginning. Exactly. The blood has to be the shi'ud from the beginning. Good. So again, initially again, what I wanted to say that the part is talking about parshid yom kippur, which it is, but to teach us what deen. So originally the Gemara wanted to say teaching the deen of kapara. That just like Pari Alindu Rosh Hashibur, all the Matarot HaMe'akev, so to all the Matarot of Kippur are Me'akev. The Gemara rejected that. Okay, well, no, it's going to teach you something else. So Amar Le Rabuna Bered Rabbi Natan Le Papa Beha Tana. We have the Tana, it says Le Rabot Pariyum Mekimun Le Chol Ma She'amud Be'enyan Ka'amar. The Lashon of the Braita is the Rabot Parim coming to Chol Mashe Amud Ba'anyan. It's Mashe coming to compare it to everything. Why only tell me it's coming to compare it to certain things? It says it's coming to compare it to everything, including the Kapara aspect of it. It's just like Parim the Mashe Simur is Mekaper, you need all four to be Mekaper. So to keep on, why did you reject it and say, no, it's not coming to teach me that? From the Lashon of the Braita, it's supposed to be Chol Amur, to everything that it has. What else is Tana'ehi? Tana de be Rabbi Marbeache. Tana de be Rabbi Ishmael. Lo Marbeache. It all depends how much you want to be Marbe. How much you want to compare it to. One Tana is Marbe. That says it's only comparable to how much blood you have to have in the keli, how much you have to, you can't wash it against, you can't sprinkle, you can't rub it on the sides of the keli. But not coming to teach me the deen of Kapara. And the other rabbi, no, he's Marbet. Which means it all is the machloket amongst the Tanaim. How far do you want to compare the part of Helim the Rosh Sibur to the part of Yom Kippurim? One rabbi takes it all the way and says, even the Inyan, how many kaparaz that all the dam is ma'akev. And the rabbi says, no, I don't go that far. That is Berim Ishmael. Bepene ma de emru yoter tushte keliot bepar kohen Mashiach. ולא דאמרו בפרי עליהם דבר של סיבור. משל המלך בשר בדם, שזעם על אוהבו, מעט בסרחונו, בפני חבטו. That's a question. Where does it say you have to bring the יותרת ונקבל את שני כליות? In פר כהן משיח. It doesn't say it by the פר, עליהם דבר. We learn a cash part. Why didn't it say explicitly? Why didn't it say explicitly by פר כהן משיח? It didn't say explicitly by פר of the pen and the Rosh Sibur. So Gemara gives a mashal that the king's friend made a avon. So the king doesn't want to play it up. So he lowers the blame because he doesn't want to embarrass him so much because he loves him. So therefore, when the sibur makes a big sin, so he doesn't want to write explicitly. And you got to bring the akarev and the shtekilayot. So that minimizes the sedachon, the damage. And therefore wrote it by the Kohen Mashiach, even though we learned Hekesh, but he didn't want to write it explicitly. So the Chibad Rabbi request for Klal Yisrael. Doesn't want to write explicitly that you need all this tikkun for the big avon that was done. He plays it down.
ותנא דרבי ישמעאל, בפנימה נאמרה פרוכת הקודש בפר כהן משיח, ולא נאמר בפר עליהם דבר שאין סיבור, משל למלך בשר ודם, שסרחה עליו מדינה. אם מיעוטה סרחה, פמליה שלו מתקיימת. אם רובה סרחה, אין פמליה שלו מתקיימת. שמיז, by both parin and the one שסיבור פר כהן משיח, you have to sprinkle the blood by the parochet. Also, but it doesn't say that explicitly by Pari Alem Devar Shesibur. It says the deed of the parochet specifically by Pari Kohen Mashiach. Why didn't it say specifically by Pari Alem Devar Shesibur? Mashal, to a king where his nation went against him. If only the minority goes against him, his kingdom is still intact. Mashiach, if the majority goes against him, there goes his kingdom. The kingdom of God is the Kiddushah, like the Kiddushah of the parochet. And therefore, Kivyachol, when Reza makes a sin, Pari Alem Devar Shesibur, Kivyachol, the parochet is not Kadosh anymore, so to speak. The kingdom is lost. Therefore, it doesn't say parochet HaKodesh. It just says, sprinkle it against the parochet. It doesn't say parochet HaKodesh. Either the Kiddushah leaves, the Pamalia, the kingdom is compromised. Mashiach, by Pari Kohen Mashiach, it's only an individual. The individual that makes the sin, the Kiddushah is still there. The test is Parochet HaKodesh. Comes the Gemara and says, they call from the Mishnah. Lefichach, im natan kulan ketekan. Okay, it's an interesting piece from the Mishnah. What do we say in the Mishnah? Hatat penimit. All the sprinklings of Hatat penimit are me'akev. You have to sprinkle on all four sides. If you miss one, it is me'akev, the kapara. Okay, now, we said in the Mishnah as well, im natan kulan ketekan. Let's say he did all of them three ketiknan. The fourth one, yet kavana chutz manlo. So we said in the Mishnah, pisula, he didn't get kapara, but embo karet. He didn't get karet, why? Because we learned, we have a rule, that in order to be pigul, you have to mifagil the whole thing. You can't be mifagil part of the situation. First three sprinklings were good. Only the fourth one was no good. There's no pigul in that situation. Okay? So Gemara's going to analyze it. We learned the Meshachim in Ahot. Pigil bekomets velo belebona. Belebona velo bekomets. Sabim irumer pigul b'chayabim alav karet. V'chayabim umrim en bo karet ad shipagil b'chol amatir. We learned this Meshachim already later on in the Meshachim. Now let's say you have a mincha. Mincha has two parts of it. It has the flour and the lebona. Let's say you had the komets and the lebona, right? You have to take komets, you have to take the lebona also. So let's say the one has the frankincense, that extra spice they put in the ketor and in the mincha. So let's say when the kohen was taking the komets, he made pigul. They had machshava, and you can't eat the mincha until you take the komets and put it on the mizbeach and the lebona and put it on the mizbeach. Let's say he had pigul on the komets, but not on the lebona. On the lebona, not on the komets. Rabbi Meir says, in that case over it's pigul. Even if you had pigul on half the item, hatziya matir, as we called it. Half the item that's matir, the mincha to be eaten. Doesn't matter. Rabbi Meir holds it pigul. Chachamim say no. Until you mifagil on kulo hamatir, on the entire item that's matir. Since you only had pigul on half of it, it's not because it's pigul. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Akish, Rabbi Shimon ben Akish is a big chadush. Lo tema ta'amad Rabbi Meir, the kasaba mifagilin b'chatzi matir. Don't think that the reason Rabbi Meir is because of the rule of mifagilin b'chatzi matir. I would have said that that's the logic of Rabbi Meir. That bottom line, you have two halves over here. He holds, even if you were mifagil, you had a machshavat pigul on half of the item, it's good. That's not the reason Rabbi Meir. So what's the reason? And I come ask Inan, Kigon, Shenatan et HaKomis, Machshava, הלבונה בשיקה כסבה כל העושה עדת ראשונה הוא עושה חדוש ידידי קומץ במחשבת פיגול. I'm eating it חוץ לזמנו. Okay, past its time. That's already pigul machshava. And then what? Well, the mizbeach will eat it chutz lezmano. But the point is pigul. Then when he took the lebona, he kept quiet. He didn't think anything. So the bimir holds, since he kept quiet on the lebona, we say that it continues with his original machshava. And then, since this original machshava was pigul, it carries over into the kohen. So really, you need to have a pigul on all of the item. But what? A silence on the second part of the item continues the original machshava. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. That's why the Shakish understands Rabbi Meir. The lashon of the Gemara is kol haoseh al dat nishona haoseh. That anybody that does something is al dat nishona. Since the dat nishona was pigul, so the soap is pigul as well. So the Gemara says mimai. Who told you, Rabbi Shakish, to explain to be me like that? Where are you getting that from? Yeah? Where are you getting that from? Mimai, bedeketani, from our Mishnah. Lefichach, im natan kulan ketiknan, ve'achad shlo tiknan, pasul ve'en bo karet. Okay, let's get the case. Al Mishnah, you gave three ketiknan. Ketiknan simply means you did it right. Three sprinklings on the chatat, three pipini meat, you did right. The fourth one you did, shelo ketiknan. What's the shelo ketiknan? B'machshevet pigul. What did Mishnah say? Pasul. Ve'en bo. Karet. Kabbalah says, I'll make a diyuk. Ha ahad shelo ketiknan v'cholak ketiknan pigul. But if you did the reverse, if you did one shelo tikuna, one pigul and three good, then it's going to be hayav karet. Only because you did three good and one no good. But if you did the reverse, one no good, and then three quiet. No.
First one
shelo tikunam, v'kulat ketiknam.
After the first one?
Right. So make it to you.
After the last one?
Right. Amishnah said that's got three good, one no good. So that's pasul bebo karet. Mashma, one no good, and then three good, it'll be hayav karet. Oh, so Gemara says, what do you mean? How can it be hayav karet? Mani, who's going to be the author? It can't be the rabbis, because it's chatzim batir. Because bottom line, since at least three of them you did good, so therefore, that's Hatsiya Matir. Okay, that can be good. Ela Rabbi Meir. Also, it's Rabbi Meir. What do you mean? Be'il ta'amad Rabbi Meir. Mishum de fagdim Hatsiya Matir. If you hold that Rabbi Meir holds that you can make pigul on Hatsiya Matir, afilu kidiktani nameh. So then, even in the first case, you should be hayaf karet. Which means, even in the case where first you did three good and one no good, you should also be hayaf karet. What did the Mishnah say? No karet.
Right.
Ela la bishum de kasbar kol haosei adad vishuna haosei. Do you know what the case is talking about? The case of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and the Hiddush really Rabbi Meir holds you have to do all of it bepigul. There's no such thing as pigul ba'atzi and matir. And oh, but the explicit case that the Mishnah said was what? Three good, one no good. Okay, so the one no good is pigul. It's not karet, because it's only Hatsiya Matir, and therefore, Pasul Abala. But the reverse, if you did three no good, and then the last one, Kitikna, so we're going to come along and say, Kitikna means you kept quiet, we're going to learn the Mishnah. You did three no good, and the one you kept quiet, so we say that the first three ones you did no good, it continues over to the fourth one. And therefore, the three you did no good, that's what you did, you didn't do anything, Shtika. Ah, and you say Hayav Karet. Why Hayav Karet? Because he says you're doing Aldat Lishona. So we have a Ra'aya from our Mishnah that of this concept of Da'at Lishona, and we can say the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, "Who told you that?" Amar Rabbi Shmuel by Yitzchak Me'olam Rabbanani. Umay Ketiknan, Ketiknan LeFigul. No! Don't learn the Mishnah like that. Learn the Mishnah that it's an issue of Hatsiya Matir. It's back to the same issue. It's a Hatsiya Matir issue. And how are you going to learn the Mishnah? Learn the Mishnah like this. What it says, you did three kitiknam. You know what three, we learned three kitiknam means? It's the right way. Now they're learning, no, kitiknam means kitikun ha-pigul. You did it in the pigul way. The way you make a tikun ha-pigul, meaning you did it wrong. Which is a little odd. I mean, kitiknam is wrong. Wait, because the last one is good. The last one is shelo ketiknan, is shelo lepigul. So therefore it's a half situation. It's a half situation. So that's why it says, not going to get the... Oh, so now, lefi piruze, midram misham mekishtat atalat kuna memachshet pigul. Kis ketiknan, v'hai kaya zalech lo memachshet pigul. So hamishtam lamed she'afilu bofen ze, she'hishem machshevet pigul b'halek harishon. That's the Hiddush. Even though you did three, the Mashemit Pigul, and the last one, let's say you didn't think of anything. That's the point. The last one, you didn't think of anything. Oh, we don't say that automatically the fourth one is drawn after the first one. We're not going with that Sivar Av L'Shakish that says you go after the first Mashavah. Ela is considered Hasi Pigul, and therefore, Hasi Amatin, therefore there's no Pigul. Otpam. The first three, you did Shlok Ketiknan. So that means you did a Pigul. And the last one, you kept quiet, let's say. Ketiknan. Ketiknan means you kept quiet. Oh, so in this case over here, we're going to say, no, it's Shalom Ketiknan, you're Pigul. Yeah, right, Pigul. And then the last one, Ketiknan, you kept quiet.
Ketiknan is Pigul.
Right, Ketiknan, Shalom, and Pigul. The first three you did, Ketiknan. Mazik Ketiknan, be Pigul. Shalom Ketiknan, meaning, we'll say you kept quiet, let's say. You didn't have a machshavat pigul. That's the point. Oh, so the hadush of the Mishnah is that we're not going to say that the last one is drawn after the first three, and therefore the whole thing is pigul. Therefore, it's karet. No, it's chatiya matir is lot as pasul abal lo en karet. We're not going to say that the last one goes after the first three. First three pigul is going to draw in the last one also. So you have no raya to that concept. You have no raya to the concept. So we're back to the chatiya matir issue. Good. Gabra said, what are you talking about? How could you tell me that the word shelo kitiknan and kitiknan? How could the word kitiknan means kitakanat pigul and all that? Ve'am mediktani, it says in the Mishnah, nefichach im natan kulan kitiknan. That Mishnah. He did them all. Ve'ahad shelo kitikna. Pasul ve'em bo karet. Now, the end of the Mishnah said, Ve'ahad shelo ketikna. Now, what is shelo ketikna? Which means, it's matlas shelo t'chayera machshava negdi. Doesn't sound like he was quiet. It says in the end of the Mishnah, shelo ketikna. You can't tell me that shelo ketikna means he kept quiet. Shelo ketikna's mashma, it was a negative. Nechlal de tikna lakshira udaata. It's matlas that tikna means kasher. And lo tikna means pasul. It's hard to say like you wanted to say, which we understood it was hard to say that. From the Shem of the Mishnah, as much as you look at Tikna, meaning you did it wrong. And Kitna, as much as you did it right. Oh, so therefore, you can't learn like that. So, Amarava. Oh, no problem. Give us, I'll explain to you what he means. My Shiluk at Tikna, Chutzim Komo. Lavashe Amar, Shiluk Lishmo. Oh, yeah, this is the case. The case talking about, you did three Kitikno. Kitikno means what? The kashrut, you sprinkle the three around properly. Right, that was the case of the Mishnah. Three kitiknan, and then one shelo kitikuno. Ah, so it means like this. Kitikna really means, like he said, means the shem pigul, the tikuna pigul. So the first three you did for pigul. What is shelot kitikna? Shelo kitikna means you didn't do it the shem pigul, but you did it with a machshava of something else that's wrong. For example, you did it either according to one rabbi, Chutzlim Komo, or according to another rabbi, you did it Shelo Lishmo. Point is, that doesn't make Pigul, because the law of Pigul is, you have to make Pigul on the whole thing. If you make Pigul on three, and then you make another Psul on something else, it's not Pigul. Pigul's got to go on the whole item. So read the Mishnah like this. Mishnah like this. Read three. The first three you did, Kitikna. Maza Kitikna? Kitakanat Pigul. You sprinkled chutz nemkomo, chutz zmano, and the fourth one shelot ketikna, meaning shelot ketakanat pigul, but you did another isur, meaning another machshava that was foul. Like what? Shelot nemkomo, but still, once already you have a shelot nemkomo mixed up in there, it's not going to be chayav karet. Or you did it shelot lishmo, it was a hatat. Hatata yidu shelo neshmo is pasul, like we learned in the bet. So therefore, the case of the Mishnah really is not coming to tell me a machshava that I have in the end goes back to what it said in the first. It teaches me the regular law of en pigul behatziya matir, like the shita of the rabbis. How you learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about the first three you did be machshavat pigul, and the last one you did shelo ketikna pigul, but you did another isur. You can't say it was pav because shelo ketikna is machshavat. You did it shelo ketikna. Meaning you did a machshava of chusul komo, or you did a machshava of shelo lishmo. Oh, so why is there no karet in that case? Because for pigul to work, it's got to be pigul in the whole thing. The last sprinkling was not pigul; it was a different avon, and then what doesn't make pigul? Gemara says michlal. Oh, the Gemara has a question. Dichi lo avid le chusul komo shelo lishmo mechayev. Oh, I'm making you according to this. It's mashma. The reason why you're not hayav, because you had a
etoy
kavana. Chutzim komo, chutzim. Mashma, if you were pav, you're going to be a hayav karet. Back to the bimir. That says what? That the last one goes after the first. Goes after the first three. Which means, the fact that you're telling me that the last case, that what? You did three with pigul. And the last one, chelot kitikna. Chelot kitikna means what? That you did it chutzim komo, or chelot lishmo. Mashma, only in that case is no pigul the karet. But if you didn't have any thoughts, mashma, that third one or the fourth one will go after the first. Three and then we'll make it pigul. Oh, that's a bimir. Gemara says, no. Aidi, the tana resha, pigul mehayavim alav karet, tana na mesefa, pasul, ve'en bo karet. since it said in the Resha of the Mishnah, the Resha of the Mishnah was talking about Hatat Chitzonah. So it said in the, let's get the case of Hatat Chitzonah again. Hatat Chitzonah, how many do you have to be, how many do you have to sprinkle for Hatat Chitzonah to be Yotze? One. So the deen is, if let's say I do the first one, B'machshevet Pigul, and the rest of the three, no. I'm Chayav. Because bottom line, I did the whole Kapara B'Pigul. The other three are not necessary. Oh, so since it said in the Resha of the Mishnah, that if you did by Hatat Chitzonah, Pigul V'Chayavim Alav Karet, that's a true statement. So it said in the Sefa, also it said, Pasul V'en Bo Karet. It used that same Lashon to keep it consistent. Achen, Gamim Natanet Mata Achonah B'Shtika, Lo Nasak B'Bigul. But not to make an implication, oh, but if you did it another way, you're going to get Karet. No, you're not going to get Karet, even if you did it B'Machshava, without a thought. So why did you write an implication language that's matwa wrong? Because the Mesha used that implication. Which means, really, even if you had a blanket machshava, you did three wrong, pigul, and one you kept quiet. Also no karet. Because we don't subscribe to this opinion that says the fourth one goes after the first three ones. Oh, but it's possible like that from the diuk. Don't make a diuk like that. They only wrote that lashon embo karet, because in the beginning we said yes, embo karet. So we kept it consistent by saying embo karet at the end. Baruch Amen.